There is a disease which is tearing apart the lives of thousands.
Incentives there, give you an option, but I know you don't care. I'm gonna trick with a knife, a trick with a knife. It's about the time to take a What an absolute tune from the Straw People. Welcome, Paul and Fiona from Straw People. How's it going?
Good.
Bloody good, yeah.
Just to make sure this is like pointing right into your mouth there.
Hello.
Here we go.
Testing.
Okay. Very exciting to see you guys are playing the Hollywood Avondale. This just sort of quietly popped up on our radar a couple of weeks ago and we reached out, and it's very close to selling out.
It's getting there, yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, hopefully you'll sell it in a few days. So yeah, if you are keen, it's probably your last week to get a ticket.
Is it literally, in essence, the first time you guys have played live in Auckland? Have you done it before?
It's actually the second time. It's the first time this millennium, is that what we call it?
This century.
Because we haven't really been a live act. We've kind of come back to life because we released an album last year. RNZ, we managed to get an RNZ live session.
Yes.
And so we called up our mates, Chris Van Der Geer and Matthias Jordan. Although Matthias had worked on the record, so he was already sort of part of this new record.
Mm-hmm.
And we put together a thing to do, four tracks for the RNZ live. And we thought, oh, this is good. Let's that sounded good. And I think we got some offers for festivals. People had heard that. I think that's how it worked.
Yeah. Yeah,
was that correct?
Yeah, they heard that and they were like, "Oh, that sounds good."
Well, do you want to play at Womad? Do you want to play at Spore? We're like, "Oh yeah, shit, yeah."
Yeah.
Did it feel extremely weird to have like made so much music, you know, over many years, never performed it live, but then go back and, you know, I don't know, or just fire up a live situation?
It was interesting. Yeah, it was interesting. I mean, Fiona's performed a lot.
Yes.
And the Headless Chickens played live a lot back in the days.
Mm-hmm.
So, but for me it was, yeah, it's always, because I'm sort of just playing the backing tracks and adding some samples and, you know, adding a bit of extra stuff in the background. But
mm-hmm.
I could easily not be there, potentially, you know. But it's great. But
Fiona, just put a tape Fiona on, to, eh? Just but, put Fiona can
exactly,
sing. Just
that's
put the
right.
tape on.
Fiona could be there. And then when we brought Lisa Corbin and Stephanie Taravihi, the other vocalists who had done tracks over the years, brought them all together and performing at WOMAD and stuff, it was just like,
so it's a nice blend of electronica and live, you know. It's it works because it was a thing for me. I wanted to make sure it was, you know, I've been a big fan of Straw People because
mm-hmm.
I'm one of the singers. I'm not all of the singers. And having been in the Headless Chickens, I wanted it to be really good, so it was very, very conscious of it.
Mm.
I'm just going to make sure that this is like fully.
Oh
right.
My! There. How's that, Johnny? Shall I just put my mouth
there? We go.
The pops
there
up?
We go. Just so people don't have to.
Normally,
turn
it's not an issue hearing Fiona. It's one of the loudest people
that,
I've
that
ever
is
met.
Actually, true. So yeah, we wanted to make sure that it was really good, and it is really good.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, just. What was it like to play WOMAD?
WOMAD was amazing. Yeah, we played on the first night on the not the weird stage down in the dip, but the one at the top at the back. So
there's two on the field up top.
On the field, yeah. I think the bigger one, I would say.
The bigger one?
The one kind of to the far side, but
yes.
It was a classic WOMAD, raining, but it didn't matter. All the people had bought their tickets and they were there in their raincoats,
mm-hmm.
and it was really great.
Yes.
Yeah, couldn't have been better.
Yeah, better than. Did you have a favourite out of WOMAD or Spore?
Spore was a bit under. It was undersold this year, I think.
And also, they had a big storm, so a lot of people had left. It was a bit of a washout, to be honest, poor things.
Yes.
But WOMAD was spectacular.
Spore was my first time at that environment. It's a great location. I would love to go back again when it's on. I know it's taking a gap year, but
is it?
Yeah, I think so. But Spore was lovely.
Spore's taking a gap year.
Yeah, Spore.
I thought you were talking about WOMAD.
Oh, so was it 19 years between albums?
Yeah.
19 years. How did it feel to reunite? And
it was good. It was a slow burn. I reckon it kind of began a little bit at the when the Headless Chickens played at the Other's Way a few years ago.
Yeah.
And I looked at Fiona think, God, she's really enjoying singing and she's really good at it. Maybe we should do that again. And then we kind of got together at a friend's 50th and talked about it. And just chipped away at it.
Mm-hmm.
Just chipped away.
The show at the Hollywood Avondale, who's joining you on stage? And is this going to be some sort of crazy visual projection type stuff happening?
There's going to be some surprises. There's going to be some projection stuff happening.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have, of course, Lisa Corbin. singer of Sweet Disorder and an amazing vocalist, Stephanie Tarvee, who sang some of the
Faith,
some of the Milky Way, some of the earlier Lux hits, Lones, and
Turn of the Century,
before going on to have a career as a shorty street star, and now works doing God's work in
the health industry,
And is a lovely, almost as loud as Fiona, actually. Not quite. Fiona's so loud that when she comes around to my house,
here we go.
we can always hear her sort of halfway up the driveway. It's like,
that's called a car.
Yeah. My wife is like, what's that? Oh, it's Fiona. Fiona's here.
So anyway, and we'll have my son on bass, Darby, and Matthias on keys.
Matthias
and
Jordan, who's probably the best keyboard player in the country,
yeah,
I suspect.
Probably. And Chris Vandergeer on
guitar. And there's going to be a special guest as well, but we're not going to say who that is at some point.
Yes.
And yeah, it's going to be a lovely evening of it's interesting. I went to the Hollywood the other night for something else, and someone who worked there was like, oh my God, my first cassette that I, and she's way younger than me, obviously. She's probably 25 plus years younger. And she was like, the first cassette I ever owned was Broadcast. And I can't wait to come and see you guys here. And I was amazing. Like, wow. That was such a nice thing.
I mean, looking back on your career, how do you feel Straw People's music has sort of, matured or evolved over, you know, your career? Or how's it sort of sitting in amongst the electronic scene within Aotearoa?
I'm not sure, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess we were early pioneers, perhaps, and so some of the stuff really doesn't stand up. There's some real shitters now when I listen back to some of the old stuff, but we won't be playing that stuff.
Yeah. You can cherry pick it. I mean, Trickle the Knife, I was like, yes.
Yeah, mate. Well, that's, I think, just to let listeners know that the rapper at the end of that was Slave, Mark Williams,
yes.
Rhythm Slave from BFM.
Loggy Log from the...
Loggy Log, sorry, he was Slave, he's now Log, isn't he?
I think he's a Slave, I think he's all of them.
Yeah.
He's the rhythm slave.
He's everything. Yeah. So that was a great song. That was a great. That came together real well. That one, eh?
I can't remember.
No, I can't remember.
Paul
either.
And I were talking the other day about like recording all the music we've done over the years. I can remember very little about actually recording and making and writing the music.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't.
What do you remember most about the Straw People?
A lot of it was done here, actually. A lot of the early stuff was done here. And I was just walking up into the quad now. I remember standing out at sort of dawn, listening back to a track that we'd recorded and just playing out over the quad speakers.
Someone needs to turn them on. They're not on at the moment, eh?
Boy, things have changed around here to some extent. But in here, it's like this is like exactly kind of what it was like, exactly. The walls are the same, aren't they? Mm. They haven't.
That's still your name is still there scratched in the desk.
Yeah. So, I mean, Rick Huntington had a big part to play in the early part of Straw People.
Yes.
Him and Mark Tierney, who was the other founding member, they spent a lot of time in the production studio here with that. They had an 8-track tape recorder that we figured we could make into a 24-track by bouncing down tracks and plugging things in. And Rick really was a real key to allowing us to make stuff back in those early days. So shout out to Rick Huntington.
Yeah, shout out Rick Breeze. What a legend. Someone just texted through wondering if you are going to do a live session on the BFM Drive show.
We haven't been asked.
Is it nodding? Yes. I think they just said yes. Cool.
What do you do? What is the live session on the...
Oh, they do these amazing live sessions at pubs. At
you could do a pub
like
one.
RNZ?
Or Ellen Melville
Please
Hall?
Please explain.
Or
we have... Rick has got a new digital mixer, so we can multi-track everything.
Yeah.
But we can plug you out in the lounge. BFM lounge is usually pretty good.
Right, yeah,
kind of like the RNZ one, but better.
We could absolutely.
Okay, we're cutting a deal here, aren't
we're
we?
Cutting a deal.
Hey, let's play. We're going to play. Go out on paper cuts.
That's great. Yeah, this is kind of, in some ways, this is kind of it's kind of a bit like Trick with a Knife. It's one of the new songs that's kind of dark, and Luke Berryman was the he produced this one for us really went to town, and there's a lot of little bits and bobs and reverbs.
We should probably tell people if you do want to come along, tickets are from Under the Radar. Yeah, we're playing
very low apparently.
So
and
and thank you so much
thanks for having
us.
That's all right.
It's lovely coming up.
It's nice to see you, and I didn't expect to see that you're in like a three-piece suit.
Beautifully dressed.
That's your,
with your hair quite.
Are you off to some sort of award show or something?
Yeah, people are like, oh my God, you're so over the top. Why do you wear that suit to work every day?
And I'm I totally thought you'd be here in a hoodie and shorts and a cap, but no, it's like coming in and seeing Mike Hosking.
Old Chuck Taylors that are a bit smelly from getting wet in the rain this morning, but hey. All right. Hey, Fiona and Paul, thank you very much. If you are keen on tickets for Straw People, get them now because it's going to sell out, okay?
Thanks, Johnny.